It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Into the 3 o'clock hour. Some Spiros just showed up, so.
Now we're pretty excited about that.
If you hear
that.
Me smacking my lips during this segment, it's probably because eating at the same time.
We always celebrate when you're in studio, Tony. We want to send you out to the season in style. So, Spiro's dropped by with some Mediterranean cuisine.
A little flame mignon
really
kebab.
Appreciate that, April. And Anthony and Michael were in here, and they're taking care of us the same way they'll take care of you. Go down to Spiro's, Coronado, La Jolla, or today in the studio.
I hate that we can't eat until 3:15 or so.
Suit yourself.
Well, yeah.
Tony's not going to be involved with the segment. This is just the daily gambit. He's going to go ahead and enjoy food.
He should.
We're excited and we appreciate them coming by.
Thank you, Spiros.
Bringing us some stuff. A couple of games have already been postponed, by the way, tomorrow for opening day in Major League Baseball. Brewers and Mets will not play in New York.
I'm sure the folks back east hate baseball season at the beginning of the year because they get a bunch of these.
They get so many of these, right?
But, to be fair, right now, Saturday and Sunday ain't looking too special here.
No, that's what I heard. No.
It's supposed to be a pretty big storm coming.
Yes.
Yeah, we may only get two games of this Giants series. And the other game that's already been postponed tomorrow, Braves and Phillies, will have to wait another day to start their seasons.
I'm so happy real games are starting again.
It's exciting. I mean, just, you know, the beginning of the season and the games last week happened, but it didn't feel like the season started last week.
See, yeah, it felt every bit because I was there.
You were there.
And it wasn't 3 a.m., so.
Yeah, we were there at 3 a.m., Tony. I just want you to know we were there.
I got to say, like, I didn't see you guys, but I definitely heard from fans that saw you particularly, Scraby. I heard you looked pretty tired at 3 a.m.
I don't know why he can't handle it.
You were struggling a little bit.
I'm an old man, and I was down there with no problem.
Yes, but the problem was I didn't get home until about 9:30, and then I went to bed at 10:30. Then I didn't actually fall asleep until like midnight, and then I had to be up at 2 a.m. And then I went home and took an hour and a half nap, and then Lucky woke me up. That was the problem.
I heard that you struggled.
I struggled.
I got to say, like, one of the things that can be entertaining as a radio broadcast is we have these TVs set up, including in Korea, and a lot of, you know, there's no commercials because it's a straight feed. So when it goes to commercial on your TV, it just stays where we are. And so I saw some of the crew who was down there helping set things up for the beginning of that broadcast. And boy, I tell you, you talk about two guys who looked beside themselves that they were up at 3 a.m. My man Bree and Carlos, who do great work for the TV side, they are on TV, you know, trying to be the bodies so that the camera can line up.
Ah.
And just looking at their faces as it was 3 a.m., I feel so bad. Like, they were so tired. And, you know, at one point it looked like Carlos was trying to, like, put up a good smile, and his just face wouldn't allow it. It was like, I've been here since 8 p.m. I'm here at 3 a.m. right now. And I felt for you guys, man, when you guys were out there.
I'm telling you, I felt good.
I felt real good.
Chris, that's because you get up at that time all the time.
3 a.m. was the problem. Blame me for things that were happening there, and I was like, "It's 3 a.m. I can't."
Well, there
deal
was
with
a lot
you.
Of there, anytime there's kind of some sort of technical difficulties. I assume it's you.
It wasn't.
I don't know where I normally would get that from.
I don't know either. Yeah. But you blame me every time.
Yes, I did. And but it was great, man. We had, I mean, the thing that was amazing, Tony, was that there was, what was it, 400 people.
Yeah, they
said, so, okay, people, let's talk about this.
People got
bit.
Turned away. They didn't get turned away. They couldn't find anywhere
away.
To watch the game, so they left.
Let's talk about this.
That was awesome.
We need to confirm at least a rounded number, because it's gone from 200 to 400.
They asked 7 Mile Casino to estimate for them. My number was an estimation between Adam and I, but the 7 Mile Casino number
said 350 to 400.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And they said all right. They keep track of people coming in the door. Just
there's
in
a casino,
general.
So
another thing I wanted to bring up
was
that I don't know if I should be embarrassed about. I was talking to Scraby about this before the show. You know, Padres played two home games here at Petco Park. And I had no idea that the fake ivy was gone until this morning when I read these. See, Chris didn't know either.
What fake ivy in Petco Park?
Yes.
The batter's eye.
So the batter's eye. Remember
why did we take that out?
Because apparently it sucked. Oh. Apparently, the hitters were...
What, Jazz Chisholm said it sucked?
It wasn't Jazz.
It
was actually our guy. An article, I think Dennis wrote it in The Athletic today, kind of highlighting the fact that, you know, a lot of guys weren't very happy with it. I guess when you got different arm angles, you would, like, lose the ball because of the green. So it's gone back to the dark, deep, dark blue that was there before.
Okay.
But I find it funny because I did 18 innings in that stadium
and
the last
see it.
And didn't even dawn on me. And the fact that Jesse never mentioned, who catches everything.
Yes, he does.
Maybe he didn't see it either, but maybe he saw it and just assumed I saw it. But I did not know that until the day that they actually removed it. So hopefully that leads to more offense.
So you think, well, not that it's a bad thing or anything, but players maybe said that they wanted it changed?
That's what the article said.
Oh,
I mean,
okay.
It was, I don't know if it was just solely that, but...
So it was Matt Carpenter?
It was good. Now, Xander, who was quoted in the article, it was particularly a problem during day games. And now Xander said he enjoyed hitting in day games. So everybody's going to have see different things and be affected different ways. But I just found it funny that I literally sat in that stadium for... At least seven hours the last 2 days, and had no clue that it was gone.
I think the ninth inning yesterday was 7 hours. So I know you were there at least that
like
long,
it.
Trying to get the spring training over. It was a wild, long finish yesterday.
We couldn't get done with it fast enough. All right, no. Here we go. Let's get to some Daily Gambit.
Do you like money?
I think about money a lot.
Do you like money without doing anything?
Winning.
Do you want to make money while watching sports?
I think Washington is a mortal lock.
Washington! Woohoo!
If you answered yes, this is your segment. Just don't blame us when you lose.
Well, nothing is ever your fault.
It's your game. Take it.
Gwen and Chris go through the top bets of the day in The Daily Gambit on 97.3 The Fan.
Daily Gambit is our daily sports betting segment here on Gwen and Chris. Please, everybody, gamble responsibly. We
Please.
Made some bets last night, yes.
Please.
Please gamble
that
responsibly.
That includes... people you know, people are close to you.
Yes, in the Big Five, actually, we're going to be talking about something that the NCAA may be doing to try and cut down on the hatred for college athletes.
I got
to
give my man Chris Ello a lot of credit. Remember when gambling was like bubbling and it was like starting to be talked about of it being more legalized? I believe Chris was like, this is not going to end well.
No,
I don't think so.
And we're starting to see the cracks of it already.
The NBA just instituted... in-game gambling on its telecast to keep up with everybody. As soon as they do that, Bickerstaff of Cleveland says he's being threatened by gamblers to throw games.
How about my man for the Toronto Raptors?
He's betting on himself. He's betting on himself. Come on, man.
Did the legalizing of it all of a sudden like make things... more cloudy
acceptable
for guys?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't understand it.
I don't either. It's very...
like, at one point,
do
you like, you know what? I'm gonna bet on myself. That's probably fine, right? Yeah, guys, I can bet on myself, huh? That's not illegal.
It's never changed.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't understand what's the confusing part of this
whole
thing.
Nobody's watching, and like nobody's gonna catch you at this point.
What
right?
I found is that people are dumb.
Yeah, I think that's
people are just dumb.
That's the in conclusion right there.
Like, you should know that you cannot bet on yourself, sir. But yeah, please gamble responsibly. USD baseball against Fullerton yesterday. They were one and a half run favorites in this one. Chris chose Fullerton, and I chose USD. USD won big 13-5.
Spanked
so good
them.
Win for them.
Spanked
nice job,
them.
Brock. Indiana State and Cincinnati. Yesterday in the NIT, we got Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Larry Nerd, or who else?
Milt Chamberlain. It's all the same guy.
Hey, my man Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, that boy's the truth.
He's all right.
He should have been in the tournament.
I don't know what the NCAA was doing. They should have granted them a spot.
Solely on the basis of his name being Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, too.
I agree. Robbie Avila is his actual name. No one's ever going to
remember. Nobody knows his name.
But the Indiana State, are they the Sycamores?
Yes.
-5.5 on the spread. Chris chose the Sycamores. I chose Cincinnati. And
are they in NIT?
Yes.
Yes, that was an NIT quarterfinal game.
Yes. And so
Indiana State goes to the Final Four. Did everybody know that the Final Four of the NIT is no longer at Madison Square Garden?
Yes.
I think last year was the first year.
They moved it to Hinkle Fieldhouse. Mm. Where they have the famous Hoosiers.
Yeah. They at least chose a spot that makes a little bit of sense.
A little basketball sense, but it's not the same.
It's kind of a big drop-off
from the garden.
What do you mean?
Going from the garden.
Yeah. Kraken, 1.5 goal favorites on the puck line over the Ducks. Both of us chose the Kraken. Kraken won 4-0. Domantas Sabonis, over under 15.5 rebounds. Chris went over. I went under, and he had 11 rebounds.
Yeah.
And then Luka Doncic, over under 32.5 points in the game last night. Chris went over. I went under, and he had 28.
You had a 5-0 day.
I did.
Is another way to say that. Very good predicting
Thank
by you.
You.
Tony, were you aware that Domantas Sabonis has a 55-game streak of double doubles alive? 55
not.
In a row.
I was not.
And were you?
I know we can't beat him, so that's.
Yeah, he's been on a great run.
I think he hasn't lost to Anthony Davis in his career.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I think he's 0-7 against Sabonis.
He's got his
Sabonis.
Number.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Sabonis has the streak going of 55 double doubles in a row, but the all time record, 227.
That's Wilt.
By Wilt.
Yeah.
He's got a ways to go, but it's still a pretty impressive streak he's got going.
I got one thing, Chris. So we earlier, Katrina on the chat alerted me that BetQL during the Scraby Show had a commercial, and they said that the San Diego State Aztecs are 5-star bets. It's a 5-star bet for the game against UConn.
Plus 11.
So
that doesn't mean they'll win. That just means
no. But +11, I mean 5-star bet. They're saying it's a lock.
With all due respect to our friends at BetQL,
don't say it.
What have they ever been right? That was Chris Ello.
Remember when we did that thing where Chris would
yes, we used to find
bet.
A 5-star pick yes. every day, and they would lose it pretty much every day.
It's true.
They had a bad streak of 5-star bets.
We were trying to pump up BetQL, and it ended up backfiring.
That started out as we're trying to
oh, everybody join the service,
right. And then we kept losing, and we had to stop doing it.
Yes, because it didn't prevent.
It wasn't looking good.
All right, Chris.
All right. Well, let's start with that then. UConn will be 11 over the Aztecs. I'm hoping for a clean sweep here. It's got to be the Aztecs. I can't root for UConn. So,
yeah,
you guys,
clean
for life.
Stay there.
For life.
All right, Jaden Ledee's over-under for the game tomorrow is 20.5 points. Tony?
Ooh.
He's averaging 29 and 8 rebounds in the first two games of the tournament.
And it's 20.5?
20 and a hook,
He got that big boy body he's going to be contending with for.
Yes, he is. Klingon,
40 minutes.
Klingon.
Ooh. You know what? If the Aztecs are winning, he's going to have to go over 20. So
you would think so.
We're going to go with the over.
You're going to have to go over. Scrape. Mm.
By the way, Katrina is still watching. Thank you, Katrina. She said, "At Chris, that's what the second half of my comment was. It's the kiss of death to be given a 5-star.
It is. It has
she
been.
Remembers.
Katrina's paying attention out there.
If the Aztecs are going to win, Jaden Ledee has to have 5,000 points. So I'm going to say
5,000.
Yeah, he has 5,000. We definitely win.
Yeah. I feel good. I'll say over too, but I don't think he's going to get a whole lot over.
I don't think so.
I think
so
UConn's going to be tuned into him.
This is why shooting is going
to
be.
Going to have to hit some shots.
Yeah, for sure.
And, you know, but everybody's saying if they hit 13 threes, they might be able to make it a game.
They hit 13 threes.
If they hit 10, they're going to win. They're good enough to win if they get that many threes.
Yeah,
I agree. I think people are underestimating that part of it. All right, Arizona 7.5 over Clemson. That is a another game that will already be underway by the time we get on the air tomorrow. So, Scraby, you're first. It's Wildcats or Tigers here? What do you like?
I mean, Tigers are way better.
So you're taking Clemson?
Yeah, has Lori said anything to you yet
She's
about
upset.
It? She's upset.
She's okay. Very upset. Did you hear about this, Tony?
No, I did not.
Yeah, Lori Ello, who was stars every year in the bracket picking.
She was off to a good start this time.
Not bad, but her original bracket this year picked Clemson to win it all.
Mm-hmm.
And I told her, I said, that's really being ridiculous.
I remember
there's
her this.
No chance of that happening. So she changed her bracket.
Uh-oh.
And now Clemson is doing well, and she's upset with me that I made her change her bracket.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. If Clemson keeps winning, that's bad for me.
I got room at the house, man.
Thank
you.
Need to. Couch.
I got room at the house.
So with that in mind, I have to take Arizona here to knock Clemson out so I don't have to hear about it. Scraby, who are you taking? Arizona or Clemson? Clemson gets 7.5 points. That's
I feel
a lot.
Like, you know, I played the whole game where I think Arizona's going to go out early, but they look pretty good. I'm going to say
you're
Arizona.
Buying into them now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who did you pick? I'm sorry, Clemson?
I took Arizona.
And Tony took Clemson.
Tony took...
No, I took Arizona. All I hadn't picked yet.
I wasn't really paying attention.
Clearly.
So we all took Arizona?
Yes.
Why did I write Clemson? All right, everybody took Arizona. Here we go tonight. Lakers 4.5 over Memphis. Tony, do you want to have no wager?
No wager,
that's
please.
That's worked for you.
No wager.
No action. Scraby, how about you?
You know, the Lakers have been really, really messing with me, but I'm going to choose them. They're pushing for playoffs, so Memphis is not, I don't think.
You bet. No, they're definitely not.
Ja Morant, where's he at? No, I know he got hurt.
He said pick a side. That's what Ja Morant said.
4.5.
Once you pick a side, stay there.
Lakers
are going to win this game, but Memphis will find a way to keep it close. I'll take Memphis. Oklahoma City, 4.5 over Houston. Houston's won 9 in a row. Game is at Oklahoma City, and Scraby's first here.
What's the spread?
4.5. Okie City is favored.
I like Shea Gilgeous-Alexander, so I'm going to say OKC.
OKC. I'll say Houston on a hot streak, plus 4.5. Go for their 10th win in a row. Tony?
Give me the MVP, I think. Houston. No, excuse me. Oklahoma City.
You think Shea Gilgeous-Alexander is going to be the MVP of the league?
I do.
Wow. That would be something.
I've heard his name a lot this year.
I'm telling you. This dude is...
He's the truth.
And his team is like number two in the thing.
What about Jason Tatum?
I don't know that he's doing anything like way more exceptional than he normally does.
Interesting.
Fair.
One more. Padres Giants opener tomorrow. Over under 7.5 runs total. I'm first. Darvish against Webb. Under. Opening day always seems like a 3-1 game. I'll say under. Tony?
Under.
Under as well.
It's
great.
Over.
All right. Why?
He doesn't know.
Because I feel like once they get to the bullpens...
You're supposed to say because you want to be
the contrarian.
Yeah, the contrarian. You don't want to hear my actual answer?
No.
That's what I was searching for there. All right, there's our picks. We'll let you know how it all turns out tomorrow. We'll be on after the Padre game tomorrow. So it'll be sometime around 4:35 o'clock. And then we'll be with you through the Aztec game, and then we'll have some post-Aztec coverage here. Right up until 8 o'clock, I am in the process, by the way, of emailing our friend Richard Stern from the Aztecs Media Relations Department and saying if we win, the Aztecs win tomorrow, see if he can't get us
a little some.
Little guest, you know, stick a phone in somebody's hand after the game. Maybe we'll get an
Aztec
on the show.
Hopefully they dial the number, too.
All right. You are hilarious today.
I'm being,
just like most days.
Yes, yes. No, that would be great, Chris. And it should work out. I mean, if they win, you're on a high.
Well,
why not
we'll
do
see.
A radio interview? Come on.
We'll see if we can get somebody if they win tomorrow.
What about if they lose?
Probably not going to work as well.
Okay.
Probably not going to work as well. All right, check some traffic here while Tony and I and Scraby eat a bunch of Spiro's Mediterranean cuisine. Mm-hmm. We may be back on the flip side of this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
A little upset.
Why
because
upset?
Because it took me the entire break to load up my plate with Spiro's food. And
can
now
somebody take a picture of Chris's plate right now?
Now that I want to eat, we're back on the air. I can't eat.
It's right there, Scrape.
Here's a picture of what I'm enjoying, some Spiro's goodness.
Yeah, you that enjoying is it, all right.
That is a plate full.
That's how you don't come back.
You know
right
who's
there
in studio with us, too?
Sammy Lev.
Drawn in by the free food. Sammy Levitt is here, getting ready for his first pregame show of the year tomorrow, first regular season.
I tried to browbeat Sam earlier into coming in here and getting on a show, but he...
Well, get him on. Does he have a microphone over
there? No. He's quite busy.
He's okay.
He's eating.
What's he busy doing?
He's eating. He just got off of having to do a bunch of stuff, I'm sure.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Sam will be down at the ballpark tomorrow. You can see him.
I think he lives
there. Is it before and after the game, Sammy, in the loft? You there for both shows? So if you're down at the ballpark early tomorrow, head on up to the loft, have yourself a little pregame drink up there, and hang out with Sam Lovett doing the pre- and post-game show.
I'm going to go to Baja Ricks tomorrow, too.
Going to be at Baja Ricks as well.
Tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow morning. Sammy Lovett.
7 a.m.
You know, the thing
you just said 7 a.m.
I used to promote Sam Lovett because I wanted everybody to tune in. I don't need to promote this guy anymore. He's more popular than all of us.
He's literally
put together,
everywhere.
Right?
He's everywhere.
And everybody comes up to him. I don't know how many times during spring training I saw tweets from fans, a Sammy Lovett sighting, and they'd have a picture of you walking or doing something or interviewing somebody. Sam, you're famous.
Sammy Lovett Jr. was out there.
Sammy what?
Who?
It's a whole thing that we would have to go back weeks in social media to find. But so there was a little kid that came up and was like pretending to be Sam, and it was pretty funny.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's when you know you've reached a certain fame, when little kids are... You know,
they love him.
They're trying to imitate you.
He even said on the Padres Radio Network, we have a great day outside for baseball.
That's great.
Aaron Boone, manager of the Yankees, said today, hey, anytime you're a player coming over to a team for the first time, you're probably toeing the water a little bit, getting a feel for everything. I told Juan Soto I don't want him to do that. He seems very comfortable. He seems happy. I think our leaders do a great job of making guys feel at home. I want him to know that it's his team as well as everybody else's. Juan Soto getting a little early support from Aaron Boone there in New York.
I said this when the trade happened. I'll say it again. I think Juan is like a perfect fit.
He's made for this,
right? Environment.
Yeah.
Like, he's a determined, obviously a pretty determined individual. And I think at sometimes it can maybe isolate himself because of that. But I think it works perfect in a place like New York where the media spotlight makes it so that you kind of have to build up some type of miniature wall in order to protect yourself.
Yes, you have to go out there and perform under the bright lights. Yeah. You have to set that aside.
Yeah. No, so I think, as I've said it already, I think he's going to have a tremendous year for the Yankees.
I think he probably will, much to my disgruntledness here. The story that was written about this by David Schoenfeld did mention, and I quote the story, "With the Padres, there were reports during the season that the team's playoff hopes slowly disintegrated and that some of the egos in the San Diego clubhouse had clashed." He mentioned Soto, Manny, Fernando. He also said Soto denied all of that late in the season. I don't know that that's even a fair line to throw in, because there's no support of it. You're just throwing it out there into the wind.
It's the low-hanging fruit,
it
right?
It really is. They big didn't make the playoffs, right. So you're going to assume that everybody was clashing, and that's not fair.
Big personalities. We don't really know what happened. So, you know, let's just say...
Let me throw that in there to make it look like it.
They clashed. Personalities,
yeah, it's not fair.
Clashed.
No, not a fair, it's fair. Not a fair line. What will be fair is when he does have his first misadventure on the base pass, and the Yankee fans boo him unmercifully.
Oh, they will.
Yes, they will.
Certainly will. They yes, don't. They don't will. Care what your uniform number says.
That will happen. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, we're excited. We got our preview for the Major League Baseball season. Going to look at the AL West. When we return, we have not only team predictions but award winners, etc. We always have some fun with that. Stick around. It's coming up on Gwen and Chris.
3:37. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello, Matt Scraby. We got our AL West picks for the 2024 season coming up. But first...
Hello.
Thank you, Scrappy. If you love Mediterranean food like I love Mediterranean food...
Like we love.
Oh, like we all apparently love Mediterranean food. I'm glad there's some left after Sammy Levitt roared through here. Try Spiro's. They have authentic Mediterranean cuisine, La Jolla Coronado. For dining or takeout options, visit spiroscuisine.com. Thank you again to April, Anthony, and Michael for bringing us some stuff.
Absolutely.
We're pretty much in heaven here today.
Lots of stuff.
Lots of goodies.
Just delicious.
Yeah, we're enjoying. All right, Scrape, you going to put together our baseball preview for 2024?
We got music.
All right, we have made it to that part of the year. So over the next couple shows, we're going to be picking some baseball thoughts, picks. Messed that one up. But let's start with the American League West. We're going to do the National League West at 5:20. But the American League West, has interesting teams in it, with the A's being there. But let's start with you, Tony. Who is your division winner of the AL West?
What a smooth intro.
That was terrible. That was terrible. I was just hoping to get through it, to be honest. As soon as I realized it wasn't working,
the
I was like...
American League West has some, interesting teams in it. One of the players in this division is my best friend Corey Seager.
I deserve this. I do.
Sounded good. I do.
I deserve it.
Sounded good.
That was funny.
Thank you.
I needed that.
Tony?
The Rangers.
You're taking the Rangers.
Rangers are my division winner.
Really? Interesting. Care to discuss, or you just, it's a good division. I'm a little surprised. Yeah. I thought you'd go with the Astros.
I mean,
or maybe even the Mariners.
Did the Rangers win the World Series last year?
They did.
Okay, I'm pretty sure they did. You kind of scared me there for a second.
Did not win the division. Well, they tied.
I mean, they technically,
for the division.
Yeah, they gave it up at the very end.
Yeah.
I think, This is a Bruce Bochy managed team. I think,
man, this guy,
he knows
how. Does he have room to win another World Series?
I don't know if he has the room to win a World Series, but he certainly has room to win another division. And I think with a whole season of Corey Seager, remember he missed a boatload of it last year.
Yeah, you're right.
I just think this team is going to be even better this
year. They're peaked.
Yeah.
All right.
It's always a good feeling when my pick is immediately a question in my mind after hearing what you guys say. And just first one with Tony, I'm not sure. Chris, who did you pick?
Well, I'm not going to pick the Rangers. I think that they had, the magic run in the postseason last year. And I think missing DeGrom, missing Scherzer for a good portion of the year, not most of it. Going to keep them. Jordan Montgomery's long gone now. So I think, you know, they still got some guys. Don't get me wrong. I'm also picking against the Astros. I think they're going to miss one Dusty Baker. I think he's just a great manager that they're going to be sorry they don't have him anymore. So I'll take the Mariners.
I started my radio hits today.
Oh, right. You're on in Houston
and I didn't
every
use
year.
It. Yeah. And I wanted to point that, but I didn't have the heart to do it in the first conversation.
One. Yeah.
Because it's not just that, you know, they're losing Dusty. And I know offensively this guy wasn't like a gangbuster, but they're losing Martin Maldonado, their catcher, who handled that staff for so long.
Good point.
So, yeah, I'm with you. I don't think Houston is... I think they're going to take a step back this year.
I'll take the Mariners as a process of elimination there because they were only two games out of it last year. It was very close. It's a three-team
very
race.
Very similar division to the National League West. Yeah. Maybe not as strong, though.
Scrape, who are you picking
except
now?
The
Astros
Rockies
after
a little bit better of the than the
are
A's.
Are they, though?
I don't know. Rockies and A's are...
I think the A's might be better,
both
honestly.
Both of these divisions have three really good teams, maybe a fourth, and then... The pits. Yeah.
Yeah, I picked the Astros. I felt like with Josh Hader coming to town, with Bregman having his contract year, Jose Altuve with the extension. I think they're in, what is it, like 7 years in a row they've been to the ALCS?
That's a lot.
That's impressive.
I'm going to say Astros.
All three of us picking somebody different. Interesting.
This next one, none of us are picking.
Pretty sure we're all going to pick the same for last place.
Yep.
The A's.
Just the letter.
The Angels would have to really go some to finish below the A's, and I think Ron Washington will help them this year.
It's
going to
be a different culture there.
I like him.
For sure.
But I don't think they have enough to keep up with the first three. So, yes, A's last all across the board.
All right, we'll get to the rest in just a second. This hour at 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by your local San Diego County UPS store. Your local San Diego County UPS store locations are hosting a... Did you already read this?
No.
Are hosting a shred event from March 27th, that's today, through March 30th, 50% off shredding services. Visit the upsstore.com for the location nearest you. See store for details. What?
I just had a vision of me throwing this paper towel and it hitting you in the forehead and it being caught on camera and how funny that would be, but I didn't have the guts to actually do it.
Wow. That's not what I thought you were talking
about. Wait a second. Sammy's standing outside. Do you want seconds? Is that what you're beckoning for?
He's shaking his head, yes.
I think he wants some more food.
Come on in,
Sam. Have a little more food.
He's coming back.
Atta boy.
All right, MVP of the division, Chris, you're up.
This is really close. There's so many good players because you have so many good teams. Corey Seager is always an MVP candidate. I think one of the guys that gets overlooked until the playoffs every year is Yordan Alvarez.
Word.
I think he's one of the best players out there, best hitters out there. But I picked the Mariners, so I'll go with their leader,
Julio
Rodriguez. Kind of a, you know, Ronald Acuna American League version. I'll take him as my MVP this year.
I thought maybe I was going to be out on the ledge. Like, not that you guys think he's not a good player, but I picked Julio Rodriguez as well when we were doing the fantasy baseball draft. I almost went with him over Bobby Witt Jr., but I'm such a Bobby Witt Jr. guy that I had to take him instead.
Okay. So,
but Julio Rodriguez.
Julio gets two votes.
Yes.
Tony? No, I mean, Mike Trout is in the division, too, and he's almost a de facto MVP when he's healthy.
If he's healthy, it'll be him, but I'm not so sure. He got to prove to me he can be healthy for the whole season. So because of that, I'll take Corey Seager.
Corey! And we'll have Rob Manfred present him with his award at the end of the year.
The Dodgers!
We love that. We're the only ones, I think we are the only ones that love that clip. Rob Manfred has no idea when he comes to
and
San
I've tried
Diego
to get a
that
little
he might
bite
hear
of
us
it,
do that.
But it doesn't make sense unless you play like...
The whole clip.
Yeah. So we can just do it then.
Yeah.
Cy Young of the AL West division, I am up first. I have Mariners' Luis Castillo.
Luis Castillo.
In my fantasy baseball research, he was high up there on the list of guys. So there you go.
All right.
Tony?
Oh, it's me?
Yep.
How about I don't really like anybody in a Rangers staff.
Yeah, this isn't an unbelievable pitching division.
No.
They got a ton of great hitters in this division.
You know what we're going to say? We're going to say Framber Valdez.
Yeah, very good call. Framber is good. Framber.
What about you, Chris?
I'm looking to go a little different direction here.
Uh-oh.
Verlander is the biggest name in the division, but I think Verlander's best days are behind him. And I don't see anybody on the Texas staff. They're all good. You know, DeGrom, but he's not going to pitch enough. I'm going to go with the Mariner also, but I'm going to go with, and this is a way of trying to subterfuge Scraby's fantasy team.
Oh, no.
I'm going to take George Kirby.
You mean the man
the Mariners.
The man who didn't want to pitch in the late innings?
Yes, this is a guy that Scraby drafted for his fantasy team the other day. So I'm going to either George Kirby's going to stink and I won't care because he'll be on Scraby's team, or he's going to look really good and win the AL West Cy Young Award.
I thought long and hard about drafting him because he didn't want to be in the game. I was like, I don't want a guy on my team who doesn't want to pitch.
Yeah.
But he was the best available.
He had a better whip than both Castillo and Logan Gilbert. He only walked 19 guys all year.
That's it?
That's it. Uh-oh. 190 innings.
Does that mean floodgates are open this year?
That means the walk rate might spike.
Well, he does have to face Juan Soto in the AL, so you know.
I'll take George Kirby as my division Cy Young just to spite you, Scrape. See what happens
okay.
there.
That's a weird way of doing
no,
it.
No, it isn't. No, it isn't.
Tony Newcomer, best newcomer of the AL West.
A guy by the name of Jorge Polanco plays for the Mariners. Second baseman. Traded from the Twins.
Interesting.
To the Mariners. This guy can play. Flat out play. I think he's going to be the best newcomer of this division.
All right, Chris.
This division is not loaded with newcomers. It's not like the NL West where everybody signed in the division. Josh Hader's probably the biggest name as far as newcomers are concerned, but I can't pick him. I'm in San Diego. People will revolt.
Oh, uh-oh.
So I'm going to do... I'm gonna take a guy that's not necessarily a newcomer, but he is because he's a rookie, and I hope that's okay. Everybody's talking about Wyatt Langford like he's the best player in the history of baseball. So let's see it. I'll take him, the Texas Ranger rookie, as the newcomer of the division.
They must plan on playing either him or Carter in center field at some point because Carter was the young man that came up at the very end of last year.
I mean...
He seemed to have left field solidified.
Well, so, I think Langford will be DH, probably.
You don't think it's hard to be a big newcomer with only hitting DH?
I don't know.
No?
Well, I don't know. Everybody,
I'm just going by what everybody says. I mean, he hit 6 home runs in the spring. We'll see if any of it carries over.
Fair enough.
Who's your newcomer, Scrape?
I'm going to duck as I say it, but... He's probably going to lead the league in saves, Josh Hader.
I was about to say, spit it out, Scrape.
Josh Hader.
They're going to revolt. Fans are going to revolt.
I also did draft him on my fantasy team. I drafted all of the anti-Padres, but I don't know how it
came to be. Josh Hader's a pretty safe bet for a fantasy draft. He's going to get his 38 saves almost automatically.
Probably is the most consistent of any of the people who picked in this bad boy.
No, but I get what you guys are doing. You guys went a little bit different. I went very generic.
So,
per use. Do you think Ryan Pressly will take some of the saves?
I do.
Or will Josh Hader throw a fit if he doesn't get to pitch the ninth
apparently,
inning?
Apparently, you know, doing that Houston radio show today, that was one of the things they were praising
Hader.
Joe, their manager.
Mama? Joe Mama?
Oh, yeah. Madden. I don't know his name either.
Joe.
Sammy Levin. Who is
Espada? Espada?
Joe Espada.
Thank you, Sammy. Yes. Sammy's in here to
actually,
make us look smart. No, Sammy had it from my... I heard him first.
I will fight you, Sam.
I heard him first.
That was one of the things they were praising and how he handled who was going to close. Apparently, Hader's going to be the closer, at least at the beginning. Both sides are good with it. They gave him a lot of love on that. So, but I do think at some point in the year, he may give up some saves to Pressly. Although now, he's willing to go to more than just save
time.
Well,
let's see if he's willing to pitch the seventh inning and turn the eighth and ninth over to Pressly. I don't think that's going to be happening.
Well, he's a team guy, so he should be okay with it.
All right. That's it for the AL West?
Everybody wants a little you to bit later throw on. Stuff at me, Tony. Throw the paper towel at me for picking Josh Hader.
See how good my aim is. Okay. Oh, I missed right over his head.
Thanks, everyone, for throwing.
Sammy, you want to get in on this?
It is kind of fun, actually.
Yeah.
I gotta say. We'll do the National League West at 5:20. And there's some great teams in that, too, Chris, if you don't know. So
in the NL West?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And there's also a Pitts team in there.
Speaking of, kind of in NL West, did you guys hear about the Diamondbacks not being able to? I think it was open their roof or no, close their roof.
Oh, how did it get
stopped?
They
got rained out on, I believe, that first.
Oh, yes, they had a rain out, and then people were saying, well, how did you get a rain out?
Yeah, they couldn't
close the roof.
Apparently, they have a policy of not closing the roof, I think, when people are in it or something along those lines.
Oh, okay,
and so it got rained out, and it fits right into ownership's hands of,
oh gosh,
we need a new stadium.
Ah, yes, right.
How about that?
Yeah, our roof doesn't work anymore.
Hey, Arizona Cardinals, I just call them the Cardinals. Arizona Diamondbacks, why don't you fix the roof?
I mean, that's...
You could probably do that, too.
It's an idea.
But city money, come
that's
on.
It's an idea.
I think it's free money.
I think they're looking for it to come out of somebody else's pocket scrape.
Yeah. Most owners always are, because the owners themselves, we all know they don't have any money.
If you look at clueless owner in the dictionary, it's the picture of the Diamondbacks owner next to it.
I don't know. There might be a few pictures next to
him. There could be a few. But
my man from Cincinnati.
Wait, clueless owner?
Yeah. My man from Colorado.
That's a very crowded. That's a very crowded photo.
But you got a lot of guys there. They're all in there like pushing each other, like
trying to get to the front of the photo.
But he has like...
We want all the owners over here who are kind of stupid.
He has
Hang
like...
Hang on, let me get in there.
Old man billionaire, I don't understand you peasants type of look to him.
Wait, what exactly does that look like? Like Mr. Kendrick?
Yeah. Okay. Just look up a picture of the owner of the Arizona Diamondbacks, and that's what I'm talking
that's
about.
That's your guy.
That's not my guy.
Not your guy. Yeah, but he's not even dumbest owner in his own division. I mean, no. Come on.
What's my man from Colorado's name again?
Dick.
Monfort.
I'm so childish.
He's really happy right now, though.
We are childish on this show.
Do you think that he is the happiest guy in the world that the Padres didn't make the playoffs last year because he said those things before the year about them spending
money?
That's
right. He slammed the Padres for trying to contend.
Everybody was like,
they're being so irresponsible. They don't know what they're doing over there. Yeah. That away.
And then didn't old Rob jump on his kind of... insinuate
agree with
that,
him?
Yeah, I feel like he kind of jumped on that too.
Yeah. Well, Matt Snyder said the Padres are going to make the postseason. I believe him.
I believe him too.
We're going to get there this year, folks. What do you got? What do you got?
I got a question.
You got a number? I got 87-75, which is good enough to get in.
I like that.
12 games over 500. Maybe 88 if everything breaks right.
I had about 85, 86 okay. For the Pods. I think that still gets them in.
We had a really long talk at the dog park about this morning.
Who's we?
Me and the other dog park people. We're best friends now. And
dog park people.
Yes, I don't know their names, but I know their dogs' names.
Why don't you introduce yourself?
That's crazy.
Because then you have to. What do you do for a living? And then it's like boom.
Yeah,
you know, I
don't like to tell anybody what I do for a living. That is, I am in 100% agreement with that. Tony doesn't have that option.
Everybody
already knows what you do.
Anonymity when I'm at the dog park. Because it's all about the dogs. It's not about me, guys. It's about Lucky and the dogs.
You.
Anyway,
it's about
some guy this morning said 96. And if they're anything less than 96, it's a failure.
Yeah. If they win 96, boy, we're gonna be having a celebration in this
bad boy.
I was
like, man, if they win 96, you can come on the show and talk to us about that.
The best part where you said anything less would be disappointment.
Yeah,
be
disappointment.
Well, so they go 95, this guy's going to be upset.
Yeah.
Well, pretty sure he's going to be upset.
And McKee says, dog names over owner names. Totally agree. I'm like, hey, Misha's dad. What's up?
That sounds like something you would do. All right, let's get to break. 4 o'clock hour on the way. Chris versus the fans, 833-288-0973. More Gwen and Chris on the way.
We have made it to that part of the year. So over the next couple shows, we're going to be picking some baseball thoughts, picks. Mess that one up. But let's start with
The American League West. We're going to do the National League West at 5:20. But the American League West, you know, has interesting teams in it with the A's being there. But let's start with you, Tony. Who is your division winner of the AL West?
What a smooth intro.
That was terrible. That was terrible. I was just hoping to get through it, to be honest. As soon as I realized it wasn't working,
the
I was like...
American League West...
Thank
has
you.
Some, well, interesting teams in it. One of the players in this division is my best friend, Corey Seager.
I deserve this. I do.
Sounded good.
I do. I deserve it.
Sounded good.
That was funny.
Thank you. Thank you. Tony?
The Rangers.
You're taking the Rangers.
Rangers are my division winner.
Really? Interesting. Care to discuss, or you just, I mean, that's a it's a good division. I'm a little surprised. Yeah. I thought you'd go with the Astros.
I mean,
or maybe even the Mariners.
Did the Rangers win the World Series last year?
They did.
Okay, I'm pretty sure they did. You were kind of scaring me there for a second.
Did not win the division. Well, they tied.
I mean, they technically,
for the division.
Yeah, they gave it up at the very end.
Yeah.
I think, This is a Bruce Bochy managed team. I think,
man, this guy
he knows.
Does
how
he have
to
room
put,
to win another World Series?
I don't know if he has the room to win a World Series, but he certainly has room to win another division. And I think with a whole season of Corey Seager, remember he missed a boatload of it last year.
Yeah, you're right.
I just think this team is. I think this team is going to be even better this
They're
year.
Peaked.
Yeah.
All right.
Always, it's always a good feeling when my pick is immediately a question in my mind after hearing what you guys say. Just first one with Tony, I'm not sure. Chris, who did you pick?
Well, I'm not going to pick the Rangers. I think that they had, you know, the magic run in the postseason last year, and I think missing DeGrom, missing Scherzer for a good portion of the year, not most of it, going to keep them. Jordan Montgomery's long gone now. So I think, you know, they still got some guys. Don't get me wrong. I'm also picking against the Astros. I think they're going to miss one Dusty Baker. I think he's just a great manager that they're going to be sorry they don't have him anymore. So I'll take the Mariners.
I started my radio hits today.
Oh, right. You're on in Houston
and I
every year.
It, yeah. And I was wanted to point that, but I didn't have the heart to do it in the first conversation.
One. Yeah.
Because that, I mean, it's not just that, you know, they're losing Dusty. And I know offensively this guy wasn't like a gangbuster, but they're losing Martin Maldonado, their catcher, who has handled
that staff
for so long.
Good point.
So, yeah, I'm with you. I don't think Houston is, I think they're going to take a step back this year.
I'll take the Mariners as a process of elimination there. Because they were only two games out of it last year. It was very close. It's a three-team
race.
Very
similar division to the National League West.
Yeah.
Maybe not as strong, though.
Scrape, who are you picking
Except
now?
The Astros
after
are a little bit better of the, than the
are
A's.
Are they, though?
I don't know. Rockies and A's are...
I think the A's might be better.
Both
honestly.
Of these divisions have three really good teams, maybe a fourth, and then the Pits.
Yeah. Yeah, I picked the Astros. I felt like with Josh Hader coming to town, with Bregman having his contract year, Jose Altuve with the extension... I think they're in, like 7 years in a row they've been to the ALCS?
That's a lot.
That's impressive.
I'm going to say Astros.
All right. So all three of us picking somebody different. Interesting.
This next one, none of us are picking.
Pretty sure we're all going to pick the same for last place.
Yep.
The A's.
Just the letter.
The Angels would have to really go some to finish below the A's. And I think Ron Washington will help them this year.
It's
going to
be a different culture.
I like him.
For sure.
But I don't think they have enough to keep up with the first three. So, yes, A's last all across the board.
All right, we'll get to the rest in just a second. This hour at 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by your local San Diego County UPS store. Your local San Diego County UPS store locations are hosting a Did you already read this?
No.
Nope. Are hosting a shred event from March 27th, that's today, through March 30th, 50% off shredding services. Visit the upsstore.com for the location nearest you. See store for details. What?
I just had a vision of me throwing this paper towel and it hitting you in the forehead and it being caught on camera and how funny that would be, but I didn't have the guts to actually do it.
Wow. That's
Wait
not what
second.
I thought you were talking
about. Wait a second. Sammy's standing outside. Do you want seconds? Is that what you're beckoning
for? Shaking his head, yes.
I think he wants some more food.
Come on in,
Sam. Have a little
back.
More food.
He's coming back.
Atta boy.
All right, MVP of the division, Chris, you're up.
This is really close. There's so many good players because you have so many good teams. Corey Seager is always an MVP candidate.
Corey.
I think one of the guys that gets overlooked until the playoffs every year is Yordan Alvarez.
Word.
I think he's one of the best players out there, best hitters out there. But I picked the Mariners, so I'll go with their leader.
Julio
Rodriguez. Kind of a, you know, Ronald Acuna American League version. I'll take him as my MVP this year.
I thought maybe I was going to be out on the ledge. Like, not that you guys think he's not a good player, but I picked Julio Rodriguez as well when we were doing the fantasy baseball draft. I almost went with him over Bobby Witt Jr., but I'm such a Bobby Witt Jr. guy that I had to take him instead.
Okay. So,
but Julio Rodriguez.
Julio gets two votes.
Yes.
Tony? No, I mean, Mike Trout is in the division, too, and he's almost a de facto MVP when he's healthy.
If he's healthy, it'll be him, but I'm not so sure. He got to prove to me he can be healthy for the whole season. So because of that, I'll take Corey Seager.
Corey! And we'll have Rob Manfred present him with his award at the end of the year.
The Dodgers!
We love that. We're the only ones, I think
we
who
are
just
the only
love
ones.
That clip. Rob Manfred has no idea when he comes to
and
San
tried
Diego
to get a
that
little
he might
bite
hear
of
us
it,
do that.
But it doesn't make sense unless you play like
the whole clip.
Yeah. So we can just do it then. Cy Young of the AL West division, I am up first. I have Mariners' Luis Castillo.
Luis Castillo.
In my fantasy baseball research, he was high up there on the list of guys. So there you go.
All right.
Tony?
Oh, it's me?
Yep.
How about... I don't really like anybody in a Rangers staff.
Yeah, this isn't an unbelievable pitching division.
No.
They got a ton of great hitters in this division.
You know what we're going to say? We're going to say Framber Valdez.
Yeah, very good call. Framber is good. Framber.
What about you, Chris?
I'm looking to go a little different direction here.
Uh-oh.
Verlander is the biggest name in the division, but I think Verlander's best days are behind him. And I don't see anybody on the Texas staff. They're all good. You know, DeGrom, but he's not going to pitch enough. I'm going to go with the Mariner also, but I'm going to go with, and this is a way of trying to subterfuge Scraby's fantasy team.
Oh, no.
I'm going to take George Kirby.
You mean the man
the Mariners.
Who, the man who didn't want to pitch in the late, that didn't get
yes, this is a guy that Scraby drafted for his fantasy team the other day. So I'm going to either George Kirby's going to stink and I won't care because he'll be on Scraby's team, or he's going to look really good and win the AL West Cy Young Award.
I thought long and hard about drafting him because he didn't want to be in the game. I was like, I don't want a guy on my team who doesn't want to pitch.
Yeah.
But he was the best available.
He had a better whip than both Castillo and Logan Gilbert. He only walked 19 guys all year.
That's it.
Uh-oh. 190 innings.
Does that mean floodgates are open for this year?
That means the walk rate might spike.
Well, he does have to face Juan Soto in the AL, so you know.
I'll take George Kirby as my division Cy Young just to spite you, Scrape. See what happens
okay.
there.
That's a weird way of doing
no,
it.
No, it isn't.
Tony, newcomer, best newcomer of the AL West.
A guy by the name of Jorge Polanco plays for the Mariners, second baseman, traded from the Twins.
Interesting.
To the Mariners. This guy can play. Flat out play. I think he's going to be the best newcomer of this division.
All right, Chris.
This division is not loaded with newcomers. It's not like the NL West where everybody signed in the division. Josh Hader's probably the biggest name as far as newcomers are concerned, but I can't pick him. I'm in San Diego. People will revolt.
Oh, uh-oh.
So I'm going to do... I'm gonna take a guy that's not necessarily a newcomer, but he is because he's a rookie, and I hope that's okay. Everybody's talking about Wyatt Langford like he's the best player in the history of baseball. So let's see it. I'll take him, the Texas Ranger rookie, as the newcomer of the division.
They must plan on playing either him or Carter in center field at some point because Carter was the young man that came up at the very end of last year.
I mean...
He seemed to have left field solidified.
Well, so, I think Langford will be DH, probably.
You don't think it's hard to be a big newcomer with a, only hitting DH?
I don't know.
No.
Well, I don't know. Everybody, I'm just going by what everybody says. I mean, he hit 6 home runs in the spring. We'll see if any of it carries over.
Fair enough.
Who's your newcomer, Scrape?
I'm going to duck as I say it, but he's probably going to lead the league in saves, Josh Hader.
I was about to say, spit it out, Scrape.
Josh Hader.
They're going to revolt. Fans are going to revolt.
I also did draft him on my fantasy team. I drafted all of the anti-Padres. But I don't know how it's
going
to be.
Josh Hader's a pretty safe bet for a fantasy draft. He's going to get his 38 saves almost automatically.
Probably is the most consistent of any of the people who picked in this bad boy.
No, but I get what you guys are doing. You guys went a little bit different. I went very generic.
So,
per use. Do you think Ryan Pressly will take some of the saves?
I do.
Or will Josh Hader throw a fit if he doesn't get to pitch the ninth
inning? Apparently, you know, doing that Houston radio show today, that was one of the things they were praising.
Hader.
Joe, their manager,
Mama,
Joe Mama.
Oh yeah, I don't know his name either.
Joe,
Sammy Levin. Who is their name? Espada.
Joe Espada.
Thank you, Sammy. Yes. Sammy's in here to make us look smart. No, Sammy had it from I heard him first.
I will fight you, Sam.
I heard him first.
That was one of the things they were praising and how he handled who was going to close. Apparently, Hader's going to be the closer at least at the beginning. Both sides are good with it. They gave him a lot of love on that. So, but I do think at some point in the year he may give up some saves to Pressly. Although now he's willing to you know go to more than just save.
Well,
time.
Let's see if he's willing to pitch the seventh inning and turn the eighth and ninth over to Pressly. I don't think that's going to be happening.
Well, he's a team guy, so he should be okay with it.
All right, that's it for the AL West.
Everybody NL West wants a little you to bit later throw on. Stuff at me, Tony. Throw the paper towel at me. So for picking Josh Hader,
see my good is how good my aim is.
Okay,
I missed right over his head.
Thanks everyone for throwing.
Sammy, you want to get in on this?
It is kind of fun, actually.
Yeah, I gotta say.
We'll do the National League West at 5:20, and there's some great teams in that too, Chris. If you don't know, so
in the NL West,
yeah,
mm-hmm. yeah, and there's also a Pitts
you guys,
team in there.
Speaking of, you know, kind of in NL West, did you guys hear about the Diamondbacks not being able to? I think it was open their roof or no, close their roof.
Oh, how
no. did it get stuck? They got stuck? Rained out on, I believe, that first.
Yes, they had a rain out, and then people were saying, well, how did you get a rain out?
Yeah, they couldn't.
They couldn't close the
apparently
roof.
Apparently, they have a policy of not closing the roof, I think, when people are in it or something along those lines.
Oh, okay.
And so it got rained out, and, you know. It fits right into ownership's hands of...
Oh, gosh.
We need a new stadium.
Ah, yes, right.
How about that?
Yeah, our roof doesn't work anymore.
Hey, Arizona Cardinals. I just call them the Cardinals. Arizona Diamondbacks, why don't you fix the roof?
I mean, that's...
You could probably do that, too.
It's an idea.
But city money. Come on.
It's an idea.
I think it's free money.
I think they're looking for it to come out of somebody else's pocket scrape.
Yeah. Most owners always are, because the owners themselves, we all know they don't have any money.
If you look at clueless owner in the dictionary, it's the picture of the Diamondbacks owner next to it.
I don't know. There might be a few pictures next to him.
There could be a few. But
my man from Cincinnati.
Wait, clueless owner?
Yeah. My man from Colorado.
That's a very crowded. That's a very crowded photo.
But you got a lot of guys there. They're like pushing each other, like
trying to get to the front of the photo.
But he has like.
We want all the owners over here who are kind of stupid.
He has
hang
like,
on, let me get in there.
Old man billionaire, I don't understand you peasants type of look to him.
Wait, what exactly does that look like? Like Mr. Kendrick?
Yeah. Okay. Just look up a picture of the owner of the Arizona Diamondbacks, and that's what I'm talking
about.
That's
your guy.
That's not my guy.
Not your guy. Yeah, but he's not even dumbest owner in his own division. I mean, no. Come on.
What's my man from Colorado's name again?
Dick.
Monfort.
I'm so childish.
He's really happy right now, though.
We are childish on this show.
Do you think that he is the happiest guy in the world that the Padres didn't make the playoffs last year because he said those things before the year about them spending
money? That's right. He slammed the Padres for trying to contend.
Everybody was like,
they're being so irresponsible. They don't know what they're doing over there. Yeah. That away.
And then didn't old Rob jump on his kind of insinuate
agree with
that,
him?
Yeah, I feel like he kind of jumped on that too.
Yeah. Well, Matt Snyder said the Padres are going to make the postseason. I believe him.
I believe him, too.
We're going to get there this year, folks. What do you got? What do you got?
I got a question.
You got a number? I got 87 and 75, which is good enough to get in.
I like that.
12 games over 500. Maybe 88 if everything breaks right.
I had about 86, 85, 86 for the Pods. I think that still gets them in.
We had a really long talk at the dog park about this morning.
Who's we?
Me and the other dog park people. We're best friends now.
And the dog park people.
Yes, I don't know their names, but I know their dogs' names.
Why don't you introduce yourself?
That's crazy. Because
then you have to. What do you do for a living? And then it's like boom.
Yeah,
you know, you can't,
I don't like to tell anybody what I do for a living. That is, I would 100% agreement with that. Tony doesn't have that option.
Anonymity.
Everybody already knows what you
anonymity
do.
Anonymity when I'm at the dog park. Because it's all about the dogs. It's not about me, guys. It's about Lucky and the dogs.
You.
Anyway,
it's about
some guy this morning said 96. And if they're anything less than 96, it's a failure.
Yeah. If they win 96, boy, we're going to be having a celebration in this
bad
boy. I
was like,
boy.
Man, if they win 96, you can come on the show and talk to us about that.
The best part where you said anything less would be disappointment.
Yeah,
be
disappointment.
So they go 95, this guy's going to be upset.
Yeah.
Well, pretty sure he's going to be upset.
And McKee says, dog names over owner names. Totally agree. I'm like, hey, Misha's dad. What's up?
That sounds like something you would do. All right, let's get to break. 4 o'clock hour on the way. Chris versus the fans, 833-288-0973. More Gwen and Chris on the way.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.